Welcome to our webinar on long COVID. I'm Dr. Helen Burstyn, CEO of the Council of Medical Specialty Societies. CMSS is a coalition of 55 specialty societies representing almost 1 million physicians and healthcare professionals committed to advancing the expertise and collective voice of specialty societies in support of physicians and the patients we serve. This project on long COVID education, engagement, and care management was supported by a cooperative agreement funded by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Today, I'm thrilled to be here with Dr. Jana Friedley to engage in a brief discussion and share her unique patient experience with primary care physicians with long COVID. Dr. Friedley is a long COVID patient, as well as professor and chair of the Department of Rehabilitation Medicine at the University of Washington. Additionally, she is editor-in-chief of PM&R, the Scientific Journal of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation. Like many, she recovered from a mild case of COVID-19 in 2020, but her symptoms persisted. So today she will provide her unique perspective of her lived experience as a patient, as well as a physician who cares for long COVID patients. All right, could you tell us a little bit about your presentation with long COVID?
Sure. I first got COVID in the beginning of April of 2020, so right at the beginning of the pandemic. And I had a relatively mild case. I was sick initially for about a week with the acute symptoms of COVID. And then as those symptoms subsided, I was left with many other symptoms that lasted for at least a year. I still continue to have some symptoms, but I consider myself mostly recovered at this point. But my symptoms that lasted were severe fatigue, intermittent headaches, intermittent rapid heart rate. I couldn't tolerate exercise or activity at all. And then I had a lot of very strange neurologic symptoms, numbness and tingling in various parts of my body that would come and go, a full body rash that lasted for about 6 weeks and would come and go, and many other intermittent symptoms that I couldn't explain, including anxiety, which I had never experienced before. And it was very severe for the first year and gradually got better.
Yeah, that sounds fairly typical from a lot of what we hear, and certainly lists out all the symptoms you have as part of the repository of work that we've been doing collaboratively. Tell us a little bit more about what your experience was like trying to bring this broad constellation of symptoms, including the anxiety, to your primary care clinician.
Yeah, so when I first got sick, it was, as I mentioned, at the very beginning of the pandemic, before we even knew what long COVID was. And so it took quite a while for me to even recognize that these were symptoms of long COVID. And I, for quite a while, thought maybe many of the symptoms were just anxiety that I had developed for some reason, because of the pandemic or stress from work or other things going on. And so even for me as a physician, it was very confusing and unlike anything that I had ever experienced. And I have experienced a lot of fatigue in my lifetime and my career due to lack of sleep. And this was unlike anything I had ever experienced before. And physicians often try to treat themselves. And that was certainly my approach. And during the pandemic, it was very difficult to get in to see my primary care physician, as it was for many patients. And I would only bring to my primary care physician very specific severe symptoms, because I knew I would only have about 15 minutes, and trying to explain to my primary care physician all of the different symptoms that I was having and how they were coming and going and changing over time, it would have taken me a lot longer than 15 minutes to even explain it, let alone try to come up with a treatment program. So I consider myself fortunate that I am a physician, and I also have a team around me of physicians. And so I treated myself and got counsel from a lot of my colleagues. But I think many patients are not able to access their primary care physicians, or even feel somewhat embarrassed to come to their primary care physician, especially when their symptoms are like new anxiety.
Yeah. So if you think about it in this context now, obviously a little bit further along, hopefully a little bit easier to get into primary care, what would be your message to primary care clinicians who want to help improve the care they provide to patients with long COVID?
Yeah, so I think the most important thing is to listen to your patient and believe your patient. I think these symptoms that people experience are very strange and very different, and there's so many of them, as you can see, then they don't seem to fit together. And so I think it is very easy for people to think that they are either all psychogenic or related to anxiety or depression. But I think it's really important for primary care physicians to recognize that long COVID is not primarily a psychiatric or mental health condition, that there may be some anxiety associated with long COVID, either because of the physical symptoms of long COVID that make you feel anxious. The rapid heart rate really makes you feel very anxious, but that's a physical reaction to the symptoms. And it can exacerbate some underlying mental health conditions, but it is not a mental health condition. And I think that's really important for primary care physicians to understand. Many patients report to me that they don't feel believed, that they go to doctors and they feel dismissed, that the doctors think that they are either making up their symptoms or that the symptoms are not real or that they are not part of a medical condition. That's really the most important thing for
Yeah.
primary care physicians.
Certainly, understanding that these symptoms are real and understanding the constellation of symptoms, what it goes along with, and potential treatments as well. And classic role of primary care, as I am a primary care doc, is to be the coordinator as well. So hopefully also making sure patients get referred to patient to the care they need if you can't provide it yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that really depends on listening to the patient.
Absolutely.
And so I think you have to listen to what's going on with the patient and really understand when it's appropriate to refer the patient to specialists. And one of the things that I have seen is that it can be challenging for patients to understand that the symptoms of long COVID are really are systemic symptoms. They aren't necessarily organ specific, and so you don't necessarily need to see a different specialist for every single different symptom because many of the symptoms are related to a systemic condition or problem that can be managed by the primary care physician. And so, knowing when a patient needs to see a specialist and when it can be managed in primary care is really important.
It reminds me of the common phrase we all learned in medical school from Sir William Osler: listen to the patient, they're telling you their diagnosis. And I think in particular, this is an area where that is so much harder when people doesn't quite fit into a neat box that we like in
Yes.
medicine. So really helpful to have that perspective from somebody like you who really gets both sides of this. And I'm so pleased that you're feeling so much better and able to work with us on this really important project. Thank you so much for your time today, Dr. Friedley.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for your time today. For more information and resources, please visit the CMSS website at cmss.org. Thank you.